This is RÚV English Radio with Darren Adam, daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.
Hello, it's RÚV English Radio. I'm Darren Adam. Thanks very much for your company today. I'm in the company of Nefur, who is an artist here in Iceland who has released in the last couple of days a single called The Egg, described as being in collaboration with the glaciers of Iceland. So there's a lot to talk about here, I think, Nefur. Welcome.
It's my pleasure.
Now, you have an interest in Iceland, the glaciers of Iceland, and the Ok glacier in particular, which was the first to disappear. Tell me about the egg and tell me about how the glaciers and your love of them and your worry for them feeds into the music.
Yeah, well, it all started because in 2020 I had a dream that I was singing with the glaciers. That's what I dreamt when I was sleeping after a trip also in Asia and in India and Thailand. And I was back to the UK and I had this dream and I was about to release actually my first album that had some sounds of nature. So that was already in my interest, but it was not fully exposed. And then I was quite curious about this idea of singing with glaciers. And I came up with the idea of doing a project here in Iceland with a mentor. I got a grant from the UK where I was living to come here and to meet the glaciers, explore the sounds. And the idea was this, was like be a collaborator of the glaciers, was from the conceptual premise of these are alive beings and they can be my artistic collaborators. And then, as you were saying, like Ok was a very profound meeting as the first glacier who disappeared. And I had a conversation with writer Andri Magnusson, who told me that one of the meanings of Ok in Icelandic is egg, as zygote, as this fertilized egg that is the first cell that contains all the information for all the other cells that are going to be expanding into something, into a being. And my experience of being in Ok was one of a profound, intense sensory awareness, one of a profound sexual energy, which makes total sense with what Andri was saying. And that's why I came up with the song of the egg.
Yeah. It sounds when you talk there as if you said it literally, that the glaciers are your collaborators. It sounds like you've given them personalities, or you think they have personalities.
Mm-hmm. Yes, for me, totally, they are alive beings. They are, and I think when you're there, you feel like there's these sounds that are signs of aliveness, and there's the ice is moving under its own weight. It's like rivers of, it's solid rivers. And also we can see like what's happening with climate change, like they are shrinking. And I think for us beings like mountains or glaciers, they look static, because in our human time, they're not moving so apparently, but in a geological time, they are moving just at a different pace. But I think it's important we consider them as alive beings, because we can have then a different relationship with them, and then it can be more based in reciprocity and harmony, and the whole world can work a little better. Yes.
Explain the process then, if you can. When you talk about the sounds that the glacier makes, are these recorded and made part of the track, or do they inspire something musically? How does it work?
Mm-hmm. So this project, there's The Egg, and there's other six songs that are going to be released of this project under the umbrella of The Water, The Lover is the full album name. And all of the songs, including The Egg, are made only of sounds of Icelandic glaciers and my voice. So that's the only source of sound that has been used. And then what happens is like, okay, I go to the glaciers when, you know, I was there in 2021, going to almost all of the glaciers in Iceland, recording different sounds with different mics, and then going to the studio and applying effects, applying sound design to these very sounds to convert them. Like, for example, in Ok, you hear some percussive sounds that come from my steps in Ok, like walking in there. Or you have some textures that come from the wind.
Yeah.
Or, you have also the bass of most all of the songs is taken from an infrasound that was a sound in Sohelma Jokul that we could hear through an opening, we could hear the ice moving under its own weight and creating this very deep infrasound that then I can, you know, turn into a sample and pitch it in different ways.
Does it sound musical when you hear it, or do you hear the sound and think, I can do something with that, I can make it musical?
It's interesting because, of course, it depends what you define as music, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes.
Yeah.
What do you define as music then? Do you hear music in the sounds of the glaciers?
Yeah. I think, yes, for me, just listening is to the sounds of nature is already music. And I like to hear to the pure recording sometimes. And another project I do is mixing my voice, improvising with the sounds less transformed and more pure as they are. Mm. And I think that's already music. But then I was with my mentor Francesco Fabris in this project, and I learned in the studio what could be done with these sounds. When I was recording the first time, I had no idea that this could be made, like, and that all these sounds could be transformed into a piece of music that was not only just the pure field recordings, like would have, you know, you could transform, as I was saying, like a step into a kick or into a snare or all of that. So I was fascinated by that. And then I decided I wanted to make it part of my music world and also see, it's almost like challenge myself to where I could get with it, like with this limitation of, okay, you're not going to use a keyboard. You're not, you know, I used to play piano. You're not going to use any instrument this time for this album. It was almost like a quest for me.
Yes.
Yeah.
And a long time ago, Björk released her Homogenic album, which has the sound, I think, of Iceland. It has that tectonic feel to it. But, that, you know, that was, I think, the use of electronics to approximate the sound. What you're doing is using the sound of the glaciers as the raw material.
Yeah, totally. Is almost the inverse approach. It's like going to nature first, and then transform it into electronic.
Yes.
Yeah, it's exactly that. And what she was doing is doing an electronic approach to nature. So I think they're both ways of becoming with and listening with and making the listener get close to nature and get a sense and get a journey with it. And for me, yeah, it made sense as an experience, also as a creator and as an artist, to do it in this adventurous way.
And your lyrics then, on this piece and on the other six pieces, do they refer to the glaciers and your concern for them?
They refer to what I experienced with the glaciers. I came here with a concern for the glaciers, with climate change, and I've always been very connected to water as well. And part of my experience of being with glaciers, meeting them, and listening with them, which I think is something that our ancestors were, before language, doing a lot, like just listening to the language and you would receive messages. And I receive a lot of insights that had to do with the primal force and source of creation that has to do with an erotic pulse that is in everything that is alive, that is alive in nature, in that it can be very alive in us, and then we are engaged in this creation in a very profound way. So that was what fascinated me most. And all of the songs are quite mythological and are about symbols and about stories and myths. There's the egg, there's the mermaid, there's the string, the mirror, the human. There's all these pieces, almost like, you know, a tarot deck or astrology signs. Like, there's all these different energies that can or that attempt to explain part of the subconscious psyche of human and parts of the relationship with nature based on the erotic and based on the sensory awareness, on our senses and our connection through the body.
Now, The Egg was released as a single last Friday. We're going to play that at the end of our conversation, but when can we hear the other six pieces, I think you said, of this project?
Yes, so I'm going to be releasing one by one because I think important and it's powerful to give its story and its myth and its character its importance. I have a podcast as well called The Glacier Song, in which I share a bit more about the process of creating this project. And I'm going to be releasing, the next is going to be The Human, which is a song that is related to the egg. It's like how the human consciousness can connect to the pleasure of the egg and to the sense of aliveness, of creation and creativity through a collective of humans. And that's going to be the next one. And I'm thinking beginning of January, and more or less every month or every month and a half, I'm going to be releasing one song. That's the plan. So I encourage everyone to be in touch on Instagram, Nefur Music, N-E-F-U-R, or yeah, on various channels, like to keep up with the release.
Okay. Well, links to all of that on the page accompanying this show from Roof English Radio. That takes us to about the middle of next year, then, I think, really, doesn't it?
I think the release schedule.
But plans for Nefur beyond that?
Beyond that? I haven't got quite there yet, because now but definitely...
Not even Christmas, to be fair, is it?
No, definitely what I would love is to keep releasing this project and to also play live. I also have created a live performance of this project with a choreographer, with visuals that premiered this summer. So actually, the live show premiered before than the release of the music, which is not the usual way, usually. But it premiered in London, in Spitalfields Music. It premiered in a couple of festivals in Spain. And I'd like to keep performing. And I'd like also to invite people to come to Iceland and sing with glaciers with me. So maybe create some retreats for people to come and sing with me in the glaciers, to come and listen with me, listen to the sounds, so engage with the audience in different ways. So far I'm not moving away from this project. I'm like creating, unfolding the whole potential of it. And also I would love to write a book about it. So yeah, there's lots, but still still very much focused on these glaciers and this experience.
Okay, we're going to play The Egg, and we shall watch out and listen out for the other six pieces over the course of the next 6 months or thereabouts. Nefur, thanks very much for your time today.
Thank you so much, Darren. It's been such a pleasure.
Roof English Radio, I'm Darren Adam. Get in touch anytime. We are english@ruv.is.
There is more from RÚV English with all the news from Iceland in English at ruv.is/English. RÚV English Radio is a daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.